This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Chocolate Fondue Day, Tony. Do you do fondue?
Tony Kornheiser, I fondue. I didn't do it with the chocolate. I didn't do it with the cheese. I didn't want to sit there and take little bites of things and stick them in that junk. I was never that guy, but maybe you were. I was not.
No. I thought fondue was dead after the 70s. It still exists, yeah. Or is it coming back?
Like everything else in our lives, Mike, we've been alive for so long, things are coming back for a second and third term, I believe.
I guess so.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Commanders add Cliff Kingsbury. The Big Ten and SEC cozy up, and Wyndham Clark is named the winner at Pebble Beach. But we begin today with the discouraging news that Joel Embiid must indeed have surgery on his left knee and will be out a significant amount of time. No one knows how long until the doctors get in there. Could be a month, could be the entire season, including playoffs. Wilbon, where does this leave the Sixers, the East, and the league?
Tony, it leaves the Sixers trying to hold on to one of the top six spots to get in the playoffs without having to be in a play-in. But it leaves them without the reigning MVP, a guy who has, for the time he's in there, if we do this by winning percentage, a great winning percentage with Joel Embiid, like 4-10 without Joel Embiid. Leaves him in an awful place. The league, you like players who are entertaining, who there are some people who are big fans of, like me, some people not as big of fans necessarily like you. Joel Embiid is fun to go watch. You put your money down to go see Joel Embiid. He's averaging crazy numbers, like 35, 15, and 5. People don't average the numbers he averages, not necessarily even Jokic, who also won an MVP. So, Tony, it leaves you in a sad place if you're Philly, a team that had hopes. And now, look, I've had meniscus issues, and I know this is not posturing on the part of the 76ers. You don't know the range of time you could miss could be anywhere from three or four weeks to 16. I know this firsthand. So I feel bad for Joel Embiid, who I like, who I voted for MVP back-to-back years. I did. And I feel bad for the Sixers because this may wipe out their season.
Yeah, I'll go right down the line. What does it mean to the league? It deprives the league of a big star and a popular player. There's no question about that. But the league has other big stars they can throw in there. Joel Embiid has never even reached the conference finals, I don't believe. So he hasn't been a factor in late May and June. Where it leaves the Sixers, as you say, it may deprive them of a conference championship team. But I don't want to go crazy, Mike, because they're fifth right now. They're behind Boston and Milwaukee and New York and Cleveland. You know, they are the equivalent in the East of what Sacramento is in the West. It's harder to understand where this leaves Embiid. This is unknown. Embiid is a great player. He's averaging 35 points a game. He's leading the league. But, Mike, he gets hurt a lot. If you go see a 76ers game, there's a better than even money chance that at some point he's laying on the ground. They are 24-8 with him. They are 4-10 without him. But, Mike, you know, he's got an abnormally large body, and he puts it through terrible stress. Jokic does the same, but Jokic is out there all the time like a freight train. Embiid averages 58 games a year, Mike. He misses 24 games a year. He's sort of like Bill Walton without the rings.
Yeah, Tony, it's just sad because he missed his first two seasons, remember? And look, I sit next to him, we have as a guest all the time, our friend Kendrick Perkins. And I remember Perk shaking his head the other night saying, we're on countdown during a commercial break, and he said, you know what? Embiid is probably, forget the listing, he's probably somewhere between 285 and 300. And while that, no one is suggesting Embiid is fat. Nobody's suggesting that. But as you get older and knees are your issues, can you come down to 260, 255? Would it help? Can you do it? You look for ways to prolong. Tony, he doesn't have, it looks like, a long career. He just doesn't. The window is so narrowly open, if it still is, for the Sixers. I feel bad for Embiid, who I like. tremendously. Let's move to some intrigue surrounding the Washington Commanders. The team hired Cliff Kingsbury as its offensive coordinator over the weekend, just days after he backed out of talks with the Raiders. Caleb Williams congratulated Kingsbury on social media. The two worked together at Southern Cal last season, and the Commanders have the second pick in the draft and existing questions at quarterback. Tony, does the Kingsbury hire suggest to you that the Commanders think they will be landing DC's own Caleb Williams?
This question is not dependent at all upon Washington. It is dependent 100% on your Chicago Bears. Do they want to keep Justin Fields? If they don't want to keep Justin Fields, they are likely to use the number one pick to draft Caleb Williams. If they do want to pick Justin Fields, to keep Justin Fields, then if I was Washington, I'd try to trade up to get the number one, because everybody's going to try to trade up to get the number one. And you know what else, Mike, I thought about this today. If they want to get rid of Justin Fields and I'm Washington, I would try to get him. I've watched him because of you for about 3 years now. I think he runs. I think he throws. I don't think he was in the best system for him at all. And I think he's as good as anybody out there right now in the draft. In terms of Kingsbury, I understand the relationship with Caleb Williams, but Kingsbury has worked with Kyler Murray as well. He's worked with Patrick Mahomes. He's good with quarterbacks. He can work with Jaden Daniels. He can work with Drake Bay. He can do that. The only thing you can't let him do is be the head coach, because he always gets worse in the second half of the season. So don't give him the whistle. Give him a quarterback to work with.
Tony, I agree with you right down the line. Right down the line. He works with quarterbacks. You can draft any one of those without maybe trading away so much draft capital that you limit your options in terms of how you build or improve your team. So he could work with any of them, it seems, Cliff Kingsbury. And in terms of the question becomes, and I have not, people are going to say, oh, you know Caleb Williams' family, I do. You know Caleb Williams a little bit, I do. I have not asked anybody in his family whether or not he might decide to go John Elway or Eli Manning and say, you know what, I want to stay home.
Sure.
I don't want to go to Chicago where they've never had a great quarterback. But I will say this as a recruiter, and I have said a million times to you privately and on your show and on this show, I want to see the Bears work with Justin Fields. I want to see it work. Tony, if there's a place where if you're a great quarterback, you dine out forever and forevermore. If you're a great quarterback in Chicago and you become the first in 104-year history of the Chicago Bears to be a great sustained quarterback, what a place to do it, where they do have draft capital and they might be able to hunt down Green Bay and Detroit. So there's determinations that the Williams family may have to make. They may choose to stay out of that, but it is fascinating, Tony. The hiring of Kingsbury does create some questions and speculation.
Do you think that Sid Luckman's heirs are happy with what you just said? Wasn't Sid Luckman a great quarterback?
No, that was about 90 years ago. Okay, then I cut off the first 20.
Okay, you said 104
years. I'll just
go
80.
Thank you.
I'll go 84 years.
Thank you. That's fair. Okay. Let's move to college basketball. Over the weekend, number 3, Carolina beat number 7, Duke in Chapel Hill. Number 8, Kansas beat number 4, Houston in Allen Fieldhouse. Number 5, Tennessee put 103 points on number 10, Kentucky in Rupp Arena. Number 2, Purdue beat number 6, Wisconsin at Wisconsin. On the women's side, USC freshman Juju Watkins scored 51 points in a road upset of number 4, Stanford. Number 1, South Carolina remained undefeated, crushing Ole Miss, and Caitlin Clark scored 38, leading number 3, Iowa, past Maryland in Maryland. So, Wilbon, which college hoops team had the most impressive win?
College hoops team was Tennessee. You know, doing that to Kentucky.
Agree.
Kentucky, that's fine. It's fine.
Agree.
It's fine.
Agree.
The only player I'd ever heard of out of the entire men's basketball day on Saturday, when I tried to watch parts of like 13 games, not counting Zach Edey, was Rob Dillingham, because Matthew loves him and said, Dad, you got to watch Rob Dillingham. Whoa, 35, I think I called you. But Tony, it doesn't matter about the team. And no, Juju Watkins and Caitlin Clark, that's the order in which the college basketball weekend mattered. Tony, you know I told you this morning on your podcast, I'm worried that men's college basketball is going to jump the shark, that there's going to be erosion even on March, coming off the lowest, viewed men's final like ever last year. Nobody watched. And I'm thinking that that is going to continue in men's college basketball. But I'll watch Juju Watkins. I'll watch Angel Reese. I'll watch Caitlin Clark. I did watch them all. I'll watch South Carolina. Tony, I don't care about the men's slate. And I don't think it's the exception. I think it's the rule now.
I'm going to agree with you about Tennessee. You go on the road, especially after you got beat at home by South Carolina, which is an unranked team. And I would go second. I would go Purdue. But I made it a point to watch Caitlin Clark this weekend.
I know you
for
did.
A half, at least. I wanted to do that. I was getting texts from people with pictures of the long lines at Maryland, people waiting to get in. I had read stories about ticket scalping for Caitlin Clark's appearance. The tickets were going for $250 or more. And I thought to myself, I'm not sure that's ever happened in women's college basketball before. I'm not sure they've had a singular attraction where people would say, she's going to be here. I got to see her. I'm not sure about that. So I watched. And she throws it up from everywhere,
yeah.
Right? And it's
not
hit
shy.
And miss. She's not Steph
not
Curry.
Shy.
She's not Steph
no.
Curry.
No.
But, and I wondered if her teammates would be, you know, angered with that behavior.
No.
But she's the best passer in women's college I've ever seen. Her eyes are up going down the court. She wants an assist. When she takes it to the basket, she dribbles between her legs. She finds a lane. She lays it in. Mike, I will just say, she's a real star. She's the goods. She's the goods.
And by the way,
Tony,
I know she's a freshman.
Yep.
Juju Watkins. Just what?
Yeah, I was unfamiar.
Huh?
No, you're right. 51.
You're going to.
51.
You know what she's going to do? She's going to play college basketball for more than one and done. So you're going to know her.
That's
and
right.
She's going to become a star. Like this week, while the men just leave after a year, you go, who? Where? What are they doing again?
Let's take a break. Coming up are the Big Ten and SEC preparing to break away from the NCAA.
Yeah. And did Wyndham Clark deserve the win at the weather-shortened Pebble Beach Pro-Am? Tony, Chicago sold out of those games before Washington. She did this in back-to-back road stops. Chicago, yeah. Suburban D.C. She did them in...
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Trying to find out what's on the minds of the minions. Let me get the first one here. Oh, I put them in upside down. What does the announcement of a Big Ten SEC advisory group signal to you about the future of college football?
Tony, the worst fears of the NCAA are the Big Ten and the SEC tag teaming up together. And they're basically saying to the NCAA, get out. You've had decades to get this right, to be creative, to be thoughtful. You failed to do it. And now, Tony, what that will include is paying college athletes, coming up with some sort of formula in which to do that, maybe bringing other schools back in. It all scares me a little bit, Tony, because I don't want to see, even though I'm a very faithful, you know, member, alum of one of those conferences of a Big Ten school, it scares me because what do you do if you're the teams out west or you're the teams in the Mid-Atlantic? And North Carolina, a state that isn't represented in those two conferences, you just go away. But they're saying to the NCAA, get out. You've had your time. And, Tony, they're going to kick them out. They're going to run big-time college sports, and it's going to start
That's
in a
fair.
Minute.
No, you're 100% right. I don't know the details of the agreement. It doesn't matter. The NCAA is in trouble, and other college football schools are in trouble. Because if the Big Ten and the SEC want to, they just print up a schedule, they print up a playoff structure, and they leave everybody else out, and every network bids for it. So the only thing you can do is, if you're another school, is question, am I attractive enough that they want to include me? Notre Dame, sure. Florida State, probably. Clemson, probably. Oklahoma State, Miami. Other than that, I don't know. The thing they all have to fear is, what is the number at which the SEC and the Big Ten cap it and close the gates? That's the fear
that's
they literally should all have.
That's kind of scary, Tony. I'm worried about college football.
Did Wyndham Clark earn his win at Pebble Beach?
Tony, you know what? I'm conflicted here. I want to say no, because it's 54 holes. That's happened before at Pebble. Either 2015 or 16, I remember being there, and the weather was so bad they had to cancel. So it's not like this is unprecedented. But when you shoot 60, as he did, 6-0, and you come about a foot and a half right there from 59 on an eagle attempt, or maybe that wasn't the eagle, but you know what I'm talking about. He could have shot 59. The lowest score in the history of Pebble Beach. It's hard for me to argue against it, but you know today's 60, that's the eagle putt that came up short. Today's 60 is tomorrow's 74, particularly when there's weather, depending when you tee off, all kinds of factors like that. And these guys can all come back on you, just like Wyndham Clark can go out and go from 74 to 62 anytime. Earned, I don't know, but I don't want to begrudge it. I don't want to begrudge it given that brilliant 60.
I think he earned it because of the 60, because I would ask that anybody else shoot 60. Okay, there's a clause in the PGA Tour that they can cut it off at X number of holes if they feel by playing it out they impinge upon the next tournament, which is waste management, which is a big draw as well. The irony here, as you point out, is you get a 54-hole no-cut tournament, which is exactly what LIV gives you and exactly what the PGA Tour is railing against. I watched LIV last night. I watched it. At one point, with about one or two holes to go, you got John Rahm, Sergio Garcia, and Joaquin Niemann. They're all tied. Rahm hits a bad second shot or a bad drive into the sand, and so he's out of it. The other two play a four-hole playoff. Mike, it looked like golf to me. Except for the shorts and the stupid team shirts, it looked like golf to me. And I had never said that before. Those are big star players. Enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come, soccer fans in Hong Kong feel let down by Lionel Messi.
Yeah, so do I. Two familiar names put up a big win in pickleball. Tony, bad weather, winter weather hit Pebble. It's coming here. It's following the tour. We're going to get washed out, baby, here in the desert.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Happy time, people. Happy 82nd birthday, Roger Staubach. For those of you younger than we are, which is almost everybody, this will be a sort of history lesson. There was a time when Army and Navy were college football powers, like Alabama and Georgia are now. Doc Blanchard and Glenn Davis were all-time greats for Army. Joe Bellino was the same for Navy. But nobody ever had the service academy and NFL career of Roger Staubach. He was a Heisman winner at Navy in the 1960s, fulfilled his military service obligation, then joined the Dallas Cowboys, where he was a six-time Pro Bowl choice and a two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback. He was elected to the Hall of Fame, maybe the last Hall of Famer a military academy will produce.
Wow, Tony, I hope not. But it's hard to think about Staubach, especially if you live close to the Naval Academy like you and I have for years, and not think of David Robinson. Talk about bookends, royalty. And I don't know about you, but I've always felt in awe of Roger Staubach whenever I've been around him. I presume you've had that feeling too.
Without question. Every time I was near him, I was awestruck. I was. Happy anniversary, Eli Manning. On this day 12 years ago, Eli and the New York Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time. Manning won his second Super Bowl MVP, one more Super Bowl MVP than his older brother Peyton. But Peyton won 5 regular season MVPs and Eli had none. No one would argue that Eli was a better player than Peyton, but they certainly could argue that Eli, like Peyton, is a Hall of Famer. There are 3 quarterbacks from the 2004 draft class who will prompt animated Hall of Fame discussions. Eli, Philip Rivers, and Ben Roethlisberger. Wilbon, who are you putting in?
Philip Rivers is a fine quarterback, Tony, but those 2 dudes right there on the screen, they got Super Bowl rings. I mean, if you're gonna, look, I sat in that room for 10 years, and I know I'd be pounding the table for both those guys. I mean, if Philip Rivers, is gonna get some votes, gonna get some consideration, maybe he'll make it. But those Super Bowl rings, those 2 guys, Manning and Roethlisberger, as far as I'm concerned, they're in.
Happy trails to the fans in Hong Kong seeing Lionel Messi play. Inter Miami continued their world tour in Hong Kong, where 40,000 people jammed their stadium chanting, Messi, Messi, Messi. Messi was there, sitting on the bench in his familiar Inter Miami pink, reportedly suffering from inflammation in a groin muscle. Messi was introduced as a substitute, but never entered the game. The crowd booed every time an Inter Miami substitute not named Messi went into play. Ultimately, the fans chanted for a refund. They booed Inter Miami co-owner David Beckham when he tried to speak to them. The Inter Miami coach defended the medical soundness of not playing Messi, but the Hong Kong government expressed extreme disappointment and threatened to withhold some money. 3 days previous, Messi played just 7 minutes in a game in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, suppose they, how would they treat load management, an NBA load management situation, a crowd in Hong Kong? Wow. By the way, Kylian Mbappe, and this report after report after report, he's going to Real Madrid, Tony. We'll see. It takes a while for that stuff to shake out in international football.
I wish I was there just to hear who started the chant, refund, refund, and how quickly it spread throughout the entire stadium. Wonderful. Here we go to the big finish. Steph Curry had 60 in a loss to the Hawks on Saturday. Do you find that significant?
Tony, Steph Curry continues to be great individually. But the Warriors are 21-25 and at Brooklyn tonight. I mean, this is still struggling, no matter how great Steph is. Connor McDavid won the NHL All-Star Skills event. Were you impressed with that?
Sure, but I'm going to be more impressed if his team goes out tomorrow night and ties the all-time winning streak record at 17. That, to me, is really impressive. Bulls guard Zach LaVine, season-ending foot surgery. What does it mean?
Injuries, Tony, leg injuries, knee, and now foot. Wipe the Bulls out. Any plan they have to get relevant again, and now Zach LaVine. Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf beat John McEnroe and Maria Sharapova in Pickleball Slam 2. Is that a big deal?
Oh, my God, I missed Pickleball Slam 1 as well. I'm so far behind, I can't catch up by Pickleball Slam 3. Last one, will the Cavs beat the Kings for their 6th win in a row?
No, Tony, I think, these winning streaks at some point have to run out. They've been so hot, but the Kings are getting better too. That's a nice game on a ball night.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser. I'm not a pickleball guy.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knucklehead. You can get the podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now.